This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best daily deal site. Defense Soap. Offense wins matches. Defense keeps you on the mat. BetDSI.com, where you can bet on MMA. Enter code MMANUTS and get a 20% bonus. This is MMA Nuts, episode 112.
112.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA Show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm officially BBC now.
BBC. Ballin'.
Close. Keep going.
Bald. Bald.
Yes.
Big and...
He's close. Bald but choice.
Oh, sorry.
I'm in the club. Or some shit.
Okay, nice.
All right.
Got this slick dome.
Something.
A lot of guys doing it.
They should be. Mm. It's save you money.
Yeah, well.
On hair products.
Yeah. I don't think I can do it. I have big haircut. Ears. I have a big head. It's all probably shaped all crazy. Big chin. Can't do it. I need to have, like, some people need to focus on the head, the hair, not the big
it's
chin.
All good.
So I have this photo. Did I ever show you this? A drawing of, like, we went to a fair, my wife and I, and we had our pictures drawn. Mm-hmm. So here's her, like, this cute little woman face, and then there's me, like, fucking, I look like some cartoon dude with a chin, like, this big.
Fucking Tito Ortiz.
I'm like, really? Is that how I look like, you jackass? He's like, what do you think? I'm like, great picture, asshole.
Rip it up. Do it again, fucker.
No, I took it home. I mean, it's fine. But it's just, I know I have a big chin, but it ain't that big, right?
Yeah, you know your right favor. You don't have an ass on your face.
Not yet.
You're good. You're good to go. All right, you ready for some news?
I'm ready.
So what's with the rumor with Tim Sylvia? Is he in Strikeforce? Is he not?
I think he was in, and then he was out, and then Dana said he was definitely not in, and then that means he's probably in. So
yeah, he's definitely in Strikeforce. I think that makes the most sense. Like, if you got Cormier out there, he needs a fight, right? Well, you're gonna have a fight.
Fedor,
guy's retired. God said you shall not fight
God
anymore.
Likes money, though. God will take the money. Don't say he doesn't, because church takes donations.
Yeah, and they don't pay taxes either.
Correct.
Fucking crafty bitches.
Yes. So, Jesus for dollars. Dollars for Jesus. That's better. So Fedor, yes. Dollars for Fedor, but. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird because I think sometimes I feel like they put this really weird rumor shit out there just to see what kind of buzz it creates. And then it's like, okay, people want this and let's do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think he's going to be in.
It's
the only fight. It's the only fight that's out there that I can think of that makes any kind of sense. He's a former UFC heavyweight champion of the world.
Yes.
He would promote the brand like it was nobody's business.
He did get knocked out by Ray Mercer.
That's a fluke.
Okay.
I'm just saying it was a fluke.
And didn't that one dude that got his head cracked open on the Ultimate Fighter knock him out too? Gabe Rudiger. What the fuck's his name?
Which one? Yeah, here we go.
The guy he had like the cut from like here to here on the show, the nasty cut. Oh, shit, now I gotta Google it. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. You know that guy?
That guy?
No.
Tim Sylvia shits himself. If I type Tim Sylvia, that's the first thing that Google.
Thank you, Google.
Comes, okay.
There,
that's not what I'm looking
not
for.
Not very nice.
Damn it, Google. I'm looking for, and I have never searched for that, Abe Wagner. That's it.
Okay.
Knocked him out in 32 seconds.
Another fluke. Love him or hate him. He's a former champion.
He is, and he's lost to a lot of big-name guys, and he's also fought some big-name guys back in the day.
He beat Brandon Vera.
He did.
And he put Vera on this road to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Tim Sylvia's fault, so you might as well bring him back in.
I know you like to fly his flag, so I'm all for it. Strikeforce, bring it on. Let's see some fights.
Why not?
Are they still in business? I don't know what's going on with that Strikeforce business.
I don't know. Let's move along. This show's too big to be contained by one topic.
Okay.
All right, so what's with Ronda Rousey? Like, she can't keep her mouth shut. And now she's yip-yapping on Michael Phelps about shut up, swim,
parties,
or I'll slap you.
Because he thinks he's the man.
He smokes weed. What's the problem? 209!
I think what happened is probably Rousey wants some of that swimmer action, and he was like, listen, you're too crazy.
Yeah.
Get away from me. And then she's like, oh, fuck this. I'm talking shit on the internet about your ass. He's like, go ahead. I don't care. Do it.
Yeah. Take another hit, and just don't let him take a picture.
Yeah.
Pictures are bad. Cameras are bad.
I don't know. Who cares? If he's popular and he's got an entourage, so what? Don't hate. Right?
It's true. I don't give a fuck. But why is this... It's like every week she's calling someone else out.
I think she's in the Chael Sonnen School of Marketing, whereas any headline is a headline, and make sure you stay current and relevant and always be in the news.
Yeah, but what she says is not entertaining.
I know, but still.
It's just, it's...
You gotta just have your name in there. It's like Ronda Rousey on swimming, Ronda Rousey on knitting, Ronda Rousey on muscle cars, Ronda Rousey on cooking.
Ronda Rousey on Kim Kardashian. Like, that's a scissor fight?
Scissor fight?
I'd probably watch that.
I'm not gonna lie. Judo?
Yep. I like that. But her and a couple of the sisters.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Go to town.
I'm all for it.
All right. We're in agreement then.
Sure.
Less talking, more scissor fighting.
Right.
Okay.
That's always a good plan.
Yes, in general. It's a good life plan for you ladies out there.
Less talk, more scissor.
Right. All right.
Fighting, not scissor, like, you know, Lorena Bobbitt style. Not that kind of scissor.
No.
That's a bad kind of scissor.
In a love embrace. All right, so last week we were talking about rodeo clowns. Remember that?
Rodeo clowns.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
And no. I just saw, go along with it.
Okay.
I just saw this clip where there was a question raised. Can Stefan Struve fit in one of them rodeo barrels?
Oh, wow, the big guy, can he fit in?
Gonna look up here and say,
maybe.
Not so much.
Too tall.
It was him and some other guy, but it was funny trying to see him squeeze into that fucking barrel.
Well, he's like 7'1".
Oh, he's like taller than the Octomagon.
His whole upper body's over it.
So like when he gets Superman punched out of the air. Oh, it's like a tower falling down.
Well, that's cool. At least he's trying to see another guy who's in the news for random shit. Marketing, stay viral, stay busy, more scissoring.
That could be the theme, man.
Yeah.
Get your scissor on. All right. That's it for news.
That's it?
I'm just closing.
We're not even going to talk about Batman?
Oh, you want to talk about Batman?
I don't know. What did you think? We saw the movie. Did you like it?
I was not impressed with Batman's performance.
Well, all 12 minutes that he was in the movie? Because how many scenes did he have? Like four? Did we really see? We saw him.
Are you spoiling the movie for everybody?
No, this is common knowledge. Come on.
Everyone's seen it. It's been out, what?
No.
4 days?
I'm not giving away spoilers. I'm just saying he's not in the movie a lot.
They killed him off, Ingo.
What? That's a spoiler.
I don't know what they're talking about.
No, he really wasn't. I went online and I was looking at the reviews and I was like, you know what? I remember now. That is funny. That I don't recall. He was really not in the movie a lot. It was like, what the fuck? That was like probably the shortest amount of time Batman's ever been in any Batman film. I liked it, honestly. I thought the movie was great.
It was okay.
Second best Batman movie. I still say Dark Knight is probably the best superhero / action movie ever made, possibly. I mean, Heath Ledger alone.
Yeah, I think that one was better than this one. This one just seemed at times where they were trying to make it too epic.
Yeah.
And the scenes were just like drawn out for like 15 minutes and it could have been a 5-minute.
Yeah. In the beginning, there was a lot of like cutting from one thing to another to it. I was like, whoa, I'm getting confused about, they're going to all these different camera angles and this conversation and just like too much.
You know what else they had? They had the Jerry Springer twist in there.
What was that?
You ever watched the Jerry Springer show back in the day, the talk show?
No.
And they would always do something like, okay, I know your wife's been cheating on you, but she's actually been cheating on you with your brother and your father and your mother, and now she's pregnant. And they would keep like turning it and turning it and turning it.
No.
Well,
don't give away too much, but
I'm just saying.
He's right.
There's a lot of fucking twists up in this bitch.
Yeah. The action scenes were awesome, I thought. Probably some of the better ones. A lot of explosions and stuff. And the storyline, they left it open for future possibilities, maybe new characters or to be introduced into the current Batman, you know, refresh.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of gang banging in there.
Yeah, right. Overall, I don't know. I thought the movie was good. I thought it was good. It was very long.
1 to 10, your score?
Ooh. The original The Dark Knight I thought was like a 9.5. And this one is like a 7 for me.
Oh, I would actually rank it higher.
Really?
A 7.5.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. Like is in that range. It's not quite an 8. It's not awesome. It's not shitty. It's really good, but it's just kind of...
And let me tell you, you might want to show up early for the movie.
Fucking hell.
Because when we got there, we were a little bit late and had to sit in the fucking front row of the IMAX.
Like this. And it was 11 in the morning. It was packed.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It's crazy. But go see it. I'm sure you'll like it if you're a Batman fan.
That's right.
I may even buy the comic. There's a new comic they have. It's like $12. It's a 190-page thing where they have all these new stories. Sounds pretty cool. I haven't bought a comic in forever.
Yeah. I can't remember what the last year was I bought a comic. Yeah. Probably in college when the Superman was coming back. They killed him off, and then he came back in a 3-comic series, and it was supposed to be the most collectible comic ever.
Still have that?
Somewhere.
Okay. It's probably worth money now.
I think it's probably worth $5 now because they oversold it or something.
Of course.
So
that's good stuff.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Where you get into a little...
I'm ready.
You get a little review.
Sure.
The best card of the year, little UFC 149, Favre versus Barral, Hector Lombard versus Tim Boach, and Chuck Congo versus Mr. Jordan.
Woo! Are you going to ask me what I thought of the card?
Ingo, what did you think about UFC 149?
I don't know, I didn't see it.
Why didn't you see it?
I was going to see it, and then I read the comments on the web, and I said, fuck it, I'm not going to waste my time. So apparently it was quite boring on the main card, but the undercard was good.
Yeah, I'll just say this. I think the prelims are starting to remind me of the WEC, where it's like you got a bunch of hungry guys that are just fucking scrapping.
Yeah.
They're trying to get after it. And then it's almost like once you're on the main card, and especially in this case, it seems like these guys are fighting not to lose versus fighting to win. So hopefully that changes. And Dana White says he's not happy with the card. He's like, what is this, the fucking ultimate clinching championship?
Yeah, I heard about these two guys for like 3 rounds.
Right? Yeah, those two. I guess Chuck Congo, his shoulders were a little jacked up, like post or pre-fight, but he came in anyway since everyone else pulled out of the fight. He said, fuck it, I'll still fight.
Jacked up shoulders?
Yeah, both his shoulders. He said he needs surgery or some shit. I'm not going to fault him.
So he just decided to clinch the whole time?
Yeah. And I thought it was a little ironic that Congo got struck in the balls during this fight.
Nice.
Like, how many times has that guy fucking delivered ball shots? Oh, I mean,
several times every fight.
Congo, man. Fucking hell. So he finally got a good one. It was like, I think, an elbow from Jordan. Because I think Congo had his back standing. I think Congo dropped an elbow into the ball straight up hard.
Nice.
Congo, oof.
Mein junk.
Yeah. Mein dick.
That's just painful.
Yes. And then I want to go back a step because Matt Riddle called out Dan Hardy in the press conference. And Dana White said something like, yeah, Riddle hates English people. He was just goofing around. And then Riddle went into this tirade about this time he fought over in England and someone spit and it happened to hit him in the mouth and... You know, these fucking Brits. What was his quote? Yeah, and for some buttertooth Brit to spit in my mouth, that was some bull. Like, whoa, because he went on like a 2-minute tirade. Yeah.
Nice. So did they know about this?
No, it was just kind of like one of the spur of the moment things, but you should check that clip out there. And then Dana White said that he's going to make that Dan Hardy fight now because of all that.
Okay.
Like, fuck.
Dan, I think I read that Dan refused today. Supposedly, Dan Hardy doesn't want the fight, but I'd like to see it. But maybe he wants it if there's lots of money involved.
Oh, I'm sure he'll take that fight.
Check that up.
There's nothing wrong with taking that fight. Riddle just wants to fight someone with a name. That's the big thing.
Dan Hardy. He knocked out his opponent, correct? Riddle?
No, he did a standing arm triangle.
Oh yeah, that's the thing I saw online. Yeah, yeah, that was good.
He credits Drysdale for like 3 weeks of training. Because he took the fight on short notice, so good for him.
He's got the sotogare, as they call it.
Sure, okay.
It's a judo. That's the trip he used.
Well, why they got to be all crazy? Can't they just say, he tripped him?
That's a Japanese term for the trip.
It's a lot of work, Ingo. I can't keep up on
that. I don't know that
Uchi Machi or
Uchimachi.
Hari Gucci. Harry Gucci, what is that? Uchi Coochie?
What?
Huh?
You lost me.
Harry Pussy? What?
Donkey... steals the peach.
Must be time to drink.
Monkey
I don't
steals
know.
The peach.
So, fights to make.
Did you talk about Boch and?
No, I'm still. I'll go back to Congo Jordan.
I'm all over the place.
So am I. All good.
I'll be quiet.
I've got lots of caffeine. That's always a good take. So Congo, I think he should still fight Big Nog, because that's what it was originally supposed to be, and then he got fucked up. So
I like that.
They're both hurt. Bring him back, and then have Jordan fight Pat Barry. Because Jordan, I don't know if he was a little nervous or what. He just couldn't get the shit going that night. So, now we'll move on to Lombard versus Boch. Resurgence of Boch. I think all three of us picked Lombard,
row,
by
right?
the way.
Did we? Okay.
I think the two of us and the 8-Ball, I think we officially jinxed him. It was a split decision for Boch, and it looked like two things. It looked like Boch was avoiding pretty well.
Okay.
And Lombard not pulling the trigger the whole fight. I was like, what is this fucking guy doing? I thought he was going to come in here and
killer.
Wreck shit, apparently. But here's the question. Is it the level of competition because Bellator not the same as the UFC? Or is
the
it UFC jitters?
You couldn't see. I'm just saying, maybe.
I don't know. Or what was the theory that's going around that?
Well, I'm thinking he called out Mark Munoz because Munoz was talked all this shit about him. You know, not earning a title shot and blah, 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 blah. And so he was talking shit all week about him. So maybe he threw the fight on purpose.
It wouldn't surprise me because I heard this guy's a real cocksucker.
Yeah.
Like he's like out of, and Dana White even said it, like out of, usually the fighters are nice guys, but this guy's a mean son of a bitch.
Be really
like,
mean.
Especially to his training partners.
You don't want to come in there and hurt Munoz bad and not, you know, stop even when the ref says stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like to see that matchup.
I was not impressed by his performance.
Well.
But credit Boch, because now he's he just knocked out Okami. He's 4-0 at his new division of 185. Mm-hmm. He's top 10 now. I don't give a fuck. You got to put him in the top 10. So this raises the question, like, what the fuck happens in the middleweight division? You got Lombard, Munoz, Weidman, Belcher, Belfort, Bisping, Stan, Sonnen, and Boch. Like, fuck. I'll tell you right now. Sonnen should move up to 205 because it doesn't make any sense for him to stick at 185.
I mean, Rampage are talking shit.
That's fine. But Rampage will be out after his next fight against
Glover. They say so.
Glover.
Rampage told him he was going to kick his ass, and Sonnen said he accepts the challenge. Bring it on, bitch.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to watch that fight. Yeah. That'd be a fun fight because there'd be some good shit talking going back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And then you still have Bisping versus Stan. That fight's confirmed. I still like Belfort and Belcher.
Mm-hmm.
Boch, Weidman.
I was going to say, that sounds good. Or Rich Franklin.
Franklin's supposed to fight Kung Lee next
at
China card if Lee is...
Well, Kung Lee's in the mix if he wins, too. I mean, he's, you know.
And then you have Lombard versus Munoz. But I think out of those three fights, the Bisping, Stan, Belcher, Belfort, Boch, Weidman, maybe whoever finishes the other guy in most dramatic fashion, that's who gets the title shot.
Could be. They can't wait too long because Silva needs to fight somebody. He's not going to sit on the shelf for a year.
He needs a vacation.
He does?
I don't know. He only fights, but a couple times a year?
Two times.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll have his barbecue with Chael Sonnen. I still, dude, these guys they seriously need to sit down and make a video. Them two having a barbecue together.
That'd be hilarious.
It might be the funniest video ever created. Especially if Silva's wife is present too.
He's got to slap that ass.
I think you know, I don't know. If they do that, I think he may end up dead after that point.
Why?
I don't know. Somebody else.
Anderson,
kill him.
Just be a good sport. Let him slap your wife's ass.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't go for that.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying if your name was Karen Bryant and Rampage is like motorboating you.
They might.
That husband didn't do anything.
He's
not Brazilian.
Open relationship, you know. I don't know. There is such a thing these days. California's, you know, loose and loosey goosey.
Speaking of California, the California kid knows the transition.
Yeah.
You set him up, I'm knocking him down.
Okay.
Yeah. So, by the way, I kind of fell asleep during that fight because I think the two previous ones kind of lured me in.
They're like almost dead.
And I read a tweet. Ben Askren said, like, this card is more boring than my fights. Like, man, wow. Woo!
It's a low blow.
And Henderson even said something like he fell asleep during it or really? Whatever. But, hey, they're not all going to be fucking barn burners.
Yeah. But this should have been good. I don't know what happened with this thing. What was your take on it? Because, I mean, I didn't see it. I just read, like, the play-by-play of the rounds. Was it just Uriah couldn't figure out what to do? Or
it just seemed like not the same game plan as, like, Aldo versus Faber, but, like, Faber couldn't get off. And
okay.
I think Barreau controlled the distance so effectively. It's like, just stifle yeah. them. And now it's like you look at Faber, it's like, fuck, is he the new Kenny Florian or the new Chael Sonnen, where it's like every time you get a title shot, you're not going to win.
Maybe.
You know, I think this is his fourth time now.
Yeah.
So it's the question to him was like, where are you going to go down to like 125 now? He's like, what are you going to try to kill me? It's like, 110? I fucking put on 18 pounds after the weigh-ins, bitch. Yeah. I can't go down.
Yeah, he was talking on the Rogan podcast about how he has a hard time making this weight because it's so it, much.
He looked drawn out, man. Yeah.
But yeah, good enough to make go five rounds, I mean, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Barreau is a real deal, apparently.
Yeah, and is he going to sit around and wait? I don't know. Rumors of, like, maybe a Faber-Torres matchup.
Ooh.
That'd be interesting.
Torres is, on, like, a bunch of fight losing streak? Not looking good. I don't even
know. I think he's on one. I think they're both on, well, Faber's is on... He? What, 1-2-2?
Yep.
Did he beat Cruz? I know he lost to Cruz, and then he beat Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And now he lost. But every title fight he's losing, so it's tough. I don't know.
That's why they call it ultimate fighting, Matt.
Not ultimate clinching?
That's correct.
I'd like some ultimate clinching.
Ultimate scissoring.
Yeah, damn right. It's all about the scissor. All right, are we ready for the most epic card of the year? I may even go on record and say this will be card of the year.
Wow, seriously?
I don't know.
UFC on Fox 4?
I don't know. 149.
They've been gradually building. It's been pretty good.
149 so far was the worst, but shit happens. So,
what, Shogun, you think 49 was the worst card ever in the history of UFC?
No. I think the, 119 or one?
Yeah,
Crow Cop. Krokop Mir.
That was horrible.
All the fights on the main card went to fucking decision. Like,
I was like,
that one was bad.
Put me to sleep.
Yep. Best card, I still probably argue UFC 100.
It's hard to beat that one. That's always the. Yeah. That was the 1.6 million buys or something, right?
That was fun as fuck.
Three
man.
Title fights or something they had on that sucker.
Yeah.
So they need to do that shit again. So let's talk about UFC on Fox. Shogun vs. Vera. Happening August 4th, Staples Center in Los Angeles, California.
That's right. Are you ready?
I am ready. Before you get into it,
go ahead.
This is the official return of Mike Zwick.
Is it? He's not injured. He's back.
He's back.
He's back from
Johnson.
The dead. Mike Quick Zwick.
One of my favorite fighters, and just dropped off the face of the earth with
for
injuries.
For like 2 years.
Yeah, he had bad injuries.
Like,
and...
what was that thing? Anal fissures or? I don't know.
I don't know what he had. I think he had a knee or something like that. Problem.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Why is a Joe Paterno statue like this?
Oh Jesus! You had to get on the subject. I'm gonna have to go off.
Let me. I'm just saying. Why is his statue like this?
Because he's running out like this.
No, he had a finger up. Is he trying to check my prostate?
Maybe. But they ripped that fucker down today.
Uh huh.
And I will say that until the day I'm dead, I will root against Penn State. Vehemently, because they're fucking cunts. They knew that on Monday they're gonna get fucked over by the NCAA. They're gonna get fined or whatever. So the Sunday night before, they go and rip that statue down. They could have done it months ago, and no, they do it right now, as so that when that meeting happens tomorrow, they can say, "Oh, but we took the statue down." You know, whatever, whatever. Fuck you, Penn State. Your coach allowed a man to fuck little kids. You guys fucking suck. It's all your faults. Legend or not, he probably sold his soul to the devil. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. Like, the man must have given... He was like, I just want to win. I don't care at all costs. Whatever.
Okay. How about some reparations? What if they take Joe Paterno and stick him on his own finger?
He's dead. He died.
Oh. What if they dig him out of the grave and stick him up on his own finger? Does that make everything okay?
No. He's dead. What would have made it okay is if he would have been alive to see his statue tore down and his legacy.
I think that would have killed him.
It probably did kill him. That's why he died, I think.
Didn't he die shortly after all this?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just saying.
I'm a little fuzzy on my
it's
math.
All, listen.
What?
Guys fucking little kids. That I don't think. There may not be anything worse.
No.
I'm not sure what.
When you go to prison, that you're the lowest on the totem pole.
Yeah, yes.
I'm pointing at you. You're lowest, not highest.
There you go.
Good is the highest.
Oh, it's an old show reference.
2 years ago.
Never mind.
Show.
Google that shit.
Anyway.
Okay. But
you
had to bring it up.
You're fucking dog meat. That's what I'm saying.
You had
get
to bring it
fucked
up
so, in there.
Fuck Penn State. Fuck them. I didn't like them before because I'm a Michigan alum, but now they can really kiss my ass. And that's just bullshit. This whole politics, at the end of the day, these guys are fucking kids. Like, they shouldn't. There should be more, you know.
Yeah, there's no leeway in there. You fucking kid. Done.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ingo, I'm turning you in. First, I'm going to beat your ass.
I don't even know how you could get accused of sort of being in the situation where you may... It's like, I mean, seriously.
How do you cover up for someone in that scenario? There's no way to...
More than once, because he wanted to win, didn't want to tarnish the universe. I'm sure there was a lot of pressure from... people above and below and sideways and all the boosters and the donators.
Yeah.
And, you know, just keep this thing under wraps, you know, keep the program going, whatever. It's bullshit. There should be some decency in the world, and unfortunately there isn't.
No, it's a lot of rape and pillage.
And money and whatever.
So it drives everything, big corporations, big money, pharmacy.
Yep. So now that we had that downer, let's get back.
Are you ready?
You had to bring it up. I was going to.
I don't know. I was intimidated by his
finger,
seeing how we were talking about prostates last week.
Seriously.
So. Got all hot up in this, mother. All right.
Is it hot in here? Really, I feel like it's hot.
Yeah, it is. I could probably vent us more.
It's all good. I thought maybe I'm schwitzing.
No, it's a little warm. It's the sunlights we have here.
Okay. It's all good. Usually it's ice cold, but it feels warm.
Ice cold.
Cold as ice. Let's do it.
Bang, bang!
That's from... I'm excited about this, actually.
Dave Chappelle. All right, we got Joe.
J-Lo. Lau. Lo.
I don't know.
J-Lo.
I'll give you a different nickname a little bit. Lozon, he's 21-7 versus Jamie.
I faked the injury.
And I call timeouts.
Call timeouts. Timeout master.
I think I got poked in the eye.
That's
timeout.
It. Jamie timeout Varner, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the new one. He's 20-6. Lozon, 19% of his wins by KO, 81% by submission. Yes, every fight he wins, he finishes. Varner, 35% by KO and 55% by submission, which is a fucking 90% finish rate. So two of probably the highest finishers in MMA. Take that.
Going against each other?
Yeah. So, oh, real quick. Okay, Varner taking a fight on short notice.
Mm-hmm. Rejuvenated, would you say?
I don't know. I think more fluky. I don't want to be a dick, but fuck it. I don't like Varner. Fuck that guy. Fuck him. Fuck him and his little TV timeouts and his cheating. And I'm retired. Or wait, I may never fight again because I have the worst injury ever. And
detached retina?
Yeah, but it wasn't detached. It was just he pirated himself or something. He had a patch on his eye he didn't recognize. And
yeah.
Whatever. But here's a good one for Lozon. He's coming off a loss. And here's an interesting fact for you. He has never lost two fights in a row.
Thank you. I was going to say that. Never, ever.
Varner, 3-fight win streak, and he's finished all three. And, yes, he did finish Barboza, but I'm not sold. I'm not buying into this shit. Because it's one of those fights where everyone overlooked him.
Mm-hmm.
No one was expecting everything. I think Barboza probably overlooked him and fucking got knocked out standing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he grab the fence, too? He did something questionable.
He did.
Yeah. It's not going to work against Joe. Joe's not playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's going to sub him. It's going to be maybe first round, maybe second round. I have first round submission. I'm taking Joe Lozon because he flips fucking many a submission at you. His stand-up is adequate. I mean, you dropped Guillard in that fight, and then fucking you subbed him, right? Sure. I'll buy that for $1. Lozon, first-round sub. What do you got?
I'm scared.
Don't do it to him.
I'm gonna have to agree with you because
No.
I mean I have my own opinions about Marner or whatever. Obviously, here's a guy who's had some turmoil in his career, and he was on a 4 or 5 fight losing streak. Gets out of the UFC. Whatever he did, he even fought locally here in Chicago on some one of the XFO cards, and he fixed his shit.
Did he fight Drew Figgett?
I think so.
XFC,
XFO.
One of them.
Whatever, yeah.
It's local. Yeah, awesome.
It's awesome. But, I mean, he looked good in his last couple fights. He looked like he was in great shape. I think, like you said, you know, Barboza, that was like a fluke because I don't think anybody was expecting him to come out balls to the wall like that against a striker like him.
Yeah.
So he just surprised him. But
me?
What worries me is that Varner is a pretty good wrestler. So it's like it depends which Joe Lozon shows up because he has a tendency to sleepwalk in the first few minutes of the fight and maybe not use – like he's a very technical guy. He's smart. And he understands the fight game really well. He's like a computer engineer guy, you know, in his other life or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe he doesn't do
he's
that.
He's a avid video gamer.
Yes. So I think that's what happened to him. Who knocked him out? Fucking hell, I forgot now.
Fucking Pettis, that guy.
Pettis. That quick knockout by Pettis in his last fight. I think that was slightly not himself. So I'm hoping he comes back and we see him, you know, like just turn it on. And I think the first minute or two is going to get finished. And I'm going to pick a rear naked choke. I think he knocks Varner down early and goes in for the kill. And once Joe gets your back or gets anywhere near,
he's
you know,
fucking
you can't get him off.
Scrappy as fuck. Like yes. once you're on the ground with him, it's like
it's crazy. He throws submissions on like guys throw kicks and punches. You know, he's like, give me this, give me that, give me this. And then it's not like half, it's full force. Crank that shit. So I like Joe Lozon. Rear naked choke, first 2 minutes of the fight.
He's a finisher. I like it, 100%. Don't fuck him up, 8-Ball. I'm going to cheat, even if you try to take him. Oh, an honest shot. It said, outlook, not so good for Varner winning. That was on the up and up, so.
Very good. Joe, you're safe, sir.
You are.
Safe!
As long as you don't come out to an Eminem song, you're good as gold, yeah. Baby.
Is that the curse right now?
Yeah.
The death ringer?
Sure as shit is.
Why do guys keep doing
it? Forgot who ate the last one. I think Tito ate the last
Eminem song? Okay.
It's not good. It's like big dicks in your ass.
Bad for your health?
Fucking ain't right. Like shotgun blast to the head or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
We got Travis.
Habba
Brown, he is 13-0-1. He's undefeated, if you will, versus Ben.
Big Ben.
Rothwell, he's 32-8. Brown, 69% of his wins by KO, 15% by submission. Rothwell, 56% by KO and 34% by submission. And the odds from BetDSI on this fight, Rothwell at +220 and Brown at -280. What do you see going on here?
I agree with those odds. I think the over-under is 35 seconds. I think... That is my prediction. We're going to see and finish.
So we're definitely going 3 rounds.
No.
3 exhausting masturbatory rounds.
These guys, come on. Even Brown and Rothwell. Now, here's the thing, though. I think both guys have something to prove in this fight.
They don't wear women's underwear in the offseason?
Possibly.
Okay. But
Brown, coming off of a pretty amazing victory, looking good recently. Hasn't fought upper echelon guys. Like, I think this is his ticket.
He fought Stefan Struve. Is he not upper echelon?
No, I would say not. So, not at this point in his career.
But you say he's going to be, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So he has been on a roll himself.
Okay.
So, but
does not fit in a rodeo barrel. Keep going. Sorry. Fucking you up.
Okay. If he beats Rothwell, I think he makes a case for getting into the top, fighting one of the top 5 guys in the division. Okay, if he loses to Rothwell, I think it's a big, big step down for him in his career because he should beat Rothwell, technically.
Depends.
Rothwell, with his newfound, that was the best I've ever seen him look in his last fight.
Yeah, but that's kind of, it's like, it's good and bad, and that's why I'm not officially sold on Rothwell. Like,
why is that?
You've had all these other opportunities to get in shape for a fucking fight, and you wait to your last one where you're almost about to get cut to...
Desperation, you know, mode breeds...
Look at me! I'm the best fight ever!
He didn't have the right motivation or the right trainer or the right diet, or maybe he got rid of his crazy girlfriend. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying. He looked really good last time out.
And did.
That's here's a guy who's fought some of the best heavyweights in the world. The competition level he's faced is way higher than Brown has. He's also had like twice as many fights. He's tough.
That's a lot
as
of
shit.
Mileage.
Cannot be knocked out. I mean, you remember?
He's got a good chin.
Fucking.
I ain't gonna lie.
What was that fight? Who was he fighting? Where the guy just kept hammering him in the face against the fence? Was it Congo maybe? He just kept taking shots. Just boom, boom.
I don't know.
Boom.
Velasquez went.
Yeah, maybe that's
Velasquez
it. Yeah.
Got him out, but it, I mean, it took him a lot of work.
It was ridiculous.
Would have been like a couple
it's
rounds.
Like a pinball machine. Out,
but
so
the guy could take a beating.
Yeah, that's why I think you know Brown comes out and he thinks he's been knocking guys out and he's been looking good. I think when he hits Rothwell, he's not gonna have a shot at doing that. And Rothwell just needs to be patient, let Brown come out crazy. And then finish with some counter punching. I think once he tags him a couple times, I don't think Brown's faced anybody with that much power. I feel like Rothwell finishes in the first minute. It's going to be knockout. It's going to be one of those highlight finishes. Cold. Ice cold.
Yeah?
That's all I got.
All right. I think everything you just said was bullshit.
Bullshit. Fuck that.
That's my favorite thing to say, by the way. And fuck it. Yes, Rothwell has a chin. I'm not sold on what Rothwell is going to show up for this fight.
Okay.
Because I think Brown has the advantage. Here we go. Striking. Brown has the advantage.
Really? You think so?
With.
Does either guy throw kicks? Not really, right?
A little bit. I think Brown's more. He's a big fan of the Superman punch.
Okay.
Like Stefan Struve style. But, mm-hmm. Here you go. Rothwell said that he thinks whoever wins this fight is going to be the next UFC heavyweight champion. Delusional or not?
I think that that kind of attitude is a good sign.
He's crazy. You know, he almost got submitted by Mark Hunt.
I don't know.
That was one fight ago. Not his last fight, but the fight before.
I know.
Granted, they're fighting in altitude, right? So everyone gassed out after 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's going to happen here is Brown's going to win by submission. Oops. I know this is crazy, but he just arm triangled Chad Griggs. Are you?
That was his UFC debut, though.
I know.
And Griggs is
trying to sell it like it was fucking epic.
It was pretty good, I thought. I mean, I think I picked Griggs to win that one, actually. But I think we both did.
It's true.
Yeah. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
But Big Ben knows how to grapple, though.
I know. That's why he's going to attack his strength.
Okay.
Fuck this attack your weakness shit. Go after his strength. Because he should have a good reach advantage, being 6'7".
Yeah.
I'm guessing his reach will be a little bit longer than fucking Rothwell's. I don't think Rothwell will be in as epic of shape. I'd like to see him in shape. I'd like to see an epic war. But I can also remember a battle between Rothwell and Evil that was not the most epic. I think that was fought at altitude also.
That was amazing
for three minutes,
and then it was horrible.
Worst.
18 minutes.
May have been the worst fight I've ever seen.
What is that, 22 minutes?
Might have been the worst fight.
It's a five-round fight.
12 minutes.
Well, thank you.
Wow, I did math. Watch out. Fucking.
Just trying to come back.
My head's going to blow up. So I'm just saying, this has all the markings for a Brown win by submission.
Okay.
I don't know what. I don't know what round. You know, Brown typically wins in the first round, but I know not. Sweaty, okay, fine, fuck it. First round by Brown submission.
Knockout? No, submission.
No. Okay. He might drop him early and then go to the ground, work his new game plan, his grappling prowess.
The Greg Jackson fighter.
Yeah, as of at least two fights now. Nice. This will be his second. So
maybe we won't see any now.
Or maybe he'll...
but it'll be a decision fest.
Maybe he'll employ some Clay Guida-ness and... Nice. Use movement, and gas Rothwell out. Oh, you think you're conditioned, bitch? You don't know shit. We'll see. So I'm glad you're taking Rothwell. We'll never know what will happen until it actually happens. Magic 8-Ball, you've got Rothwell, I got Brown. Magic 8-Ball is taking Brown. I have to do that because I always have to go back when I'm tabulating, like, who chose what.
You go to the end of the video?
Yeah, and then I can go boom, boom, boom. That's why I do that.
That's good.
Just in case you're keeping track at home, because I'm going to just tell you, my UFC 149 picks may have been the worst of the year, and I'm glad I bet on every fight, by the way.
I'm not sure I got one right. I haven't checked.
We at least got, at least, yeah, two.
I did very horrible on the main card, that much I know.
And I think that was actually my worst set of picks ever. seems to be slacking this year. I don't know.
That's all good.
I'm going to take a big drink now, so hang on.
A moment of silence for the small drink break. It's going to...
They should drink at home. They should be drinking constantly. I hear drinking's good for your liver.
I don't know.
I have one kidney.
I have two.
I hear it's good for drinking. Nice. Did you know my one kidney is 1.5 times the size of a normal pussy kidney? just go with it. Okay. If you only.
Is that your body compensating for?
Yeah, goddamn right.
Okay.
But the problem is, if you get hit or struck in said kidney, you're fucked. All
right.
Because you only got one, you can't take a blow.
Got to find out which side it's on. Go back.
Yeah, I don't know if I should tell him real or fake, because then I could get punched and or kicked in said kidney. Gotcha. That's why being in a combat sport and a sparring situation is good if you have one kidney.
Why?
Because you're more likely to injure it. Don't worry, I've got two daughters. I've got a kidney farm here in the Griffith household.
It's fucked up.
I don't grow marijuana, but I grow kidneys.
They're not of age yet to give.
No, that's why I'm trying to protect.
You gotta last for a while.
I keep my elbows in tidying.
Kidney farm. That's funny.
Fuck. All right, here we go. We got Lyoto.
The Dragon.
Piss drinking Machida. He's 17-3 versus Ryan.
Darth
Bader. He's 14-2. Machida, 35% of his wins by KO, 12% by submission. Bader, 43% by KO and 21% by submission. The odds from BetDSI, Bader at +245 and Machida at -305. Here's a weird thing. There was a time back in the day when both of these guys were undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bader ran into John Jones.
Correct.
And Machida, who do you run into?
Shogun.
Yeah.
Twice.
Well, the first fight, I think he lost, but it's fucking debatable. But the other weird thing is didn't they both get guillotined by John Jones?
I don't know about Bader. Did he?
Check it up.
Hold up.
Check
it
out. I know.
Yes. Guillotine.
And then Bader got guillotined by Tito, so there's a guillotine trend in the air. I'm just going to throw
Tough
that
submission
out.
Submission here.
But, you know, Machida, he's been struggling up late.
Mm-hmm.
Well, only won one of his last four, but he's been fighting like a lot of the top 10 guys, so.
Yep. That was against Couture, right? The upkick?
Yeah, and the funny thing about that is that Bader has brought in the same guy for stand-up that Couture brought into his camp when he was training for Machida.
Ooh, that's an interesting fact.
So,
what does that mean?
Well, seeing how Couture got knocked out by a kick, Bader, you might want to shift.
Just protect the face.
Yeah. Watch out for that sneaky front kick. That's not a typical fucking... Well, no, he crane kicked him. He fucking karate kidded him.
Yep.
That's not a typical fucking kick, so...
It is not, sir.
I'll throw some weird stats at you. Here you go. I like stats? You like stats? Great.
Look it up.
Machida defends 80% of his takedowns, while Bader is only successful on 43% of his takedown attempts. Flip side of the coin. Bader defends 50% of takedowns, and Machida is successful on 65%. So the weird thing is Machida is the better wrestler according to the stats in the takedown department, mm-hmm. which is odd because I thought for sure Bader would be at least better in takedowns. But
well, I think Machida plays more of the jiu-jitsu type takedown where get a hold of something.
No, he's more like a trip takedown.
Trip,
yeah.
Judo type, don't do anything. It's not a driving forward kind of a style.
Yeah, so this is one of those fights where I don't think Bader's going to be able to get the takedown. And even like when he fought Little Nog, he couldn't get the takedown, at least the first round. And then he had to like try to switch some shit up and tire him out. But if you can't get the takedown, now you got to play Machida's game. Are you going to beat him at the stand-up?
No.
I don't fucking see it. I don't see it happening. So.
Uh-oh. Are we agreeing again?
Oh, no. I think, seeing how the guillotine's been the flavor of both of these guys, especially against John Jones, and how Bader has lost twice by a guillotine, I think Machida will win by guillotine. But he's going to pick Bader apart on the feet for the first round, in and out, in and out. And let me go back to the John Jones fight. Look at how much of a one-sided fight that was, like John Jones versus Ryan Bader. Now look at Machida versus John Jones. Machida won that first round, and then Jones was smart enough and figured out how to crack him and crack his nut, if you will, in the second round, and then choked him unconscious, mm-hmm. standing, and dropped him off.
Gently.
Yeah.
Nice and gentle.
Oh, so gently.
Here you go. Have a seat.
It was like a Mike Russell hammer fist.
Yeah.
Wait, that was gentle. But you know what I'm saying. Like a rampage slam. Mm-hmm.
Very gentle.
Yes. So I am taking Machida with a second round guillotine. Do on to others which you want done upon yourself or something?
Mm-hmm. So it says in the Bible somewhere or something? Was that a commandment? I don't know.
Should be.
You said a lot of what I was going to say. One thing that I think
you could tell me everything I just said was bullshit.
No.
It's okay.
No, I agree with a lot of what you said. Here's the thing about Machida, too, which you kind of mentioned, but Joe Rogan always talks about the fact that Machida has a big sumo base, which is why it's so hard to take him down a lot. So he's really good at kind of controlling the distance and also controlling when guys try to get leverage on him. So therefore, if Bader can't play his takedown game, we've kind of seen that before, like against Tito and against John Jones. I think he checks out sometimes when he doesn't have that go-to anymore, because his striking is really one-dimensional. He's a right-hand mm-hmm. power striker, and a guy like Machida is not going to be there to take that punch. I think he's going to be in and out. He's not as elusive or as mystical as he was once before. Guys have figured
I missed
out.
That point. And I was like, oh my God, he's undefeated.
Can't touch the guy.
Fucking, I should be training karate. You know? Yeah. Everyone was buying into that.
Yeah.
Like, awesome.
But I mean, as with all things, guys figure out, you know, a hole in your game or mm-hmm. whatever. But I think that and the fact that if it does hit the ground, Machida has really good jiu-jitsu, which Bader, I think, does not. And therefore, I pick Machida by knockout, actually. I think it's going to be much similar to what the Rashad-Evans-Machida fight was like. Where
Rashad
got frustrated in that fight and then made a couple mistakes tactically. And as soon as he did, Machida pounced on him and just knocked him out. So I feel like that's going to happen. And it's going to be second round as well.
So you're saying he's going to turn Bader into one of them bath salt smoking face-eating zombies, then?
Yes.
Nice.
Except unconscious.
Yeah. With a cock in his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's gonna be pretty bad. I see no
Sweet.
Reason why Machida should lose this. And here's a guy I'm pretty excited to see come back into the limelight because he's
Ooh,
been
Tim Sylvia?
No, Machida. Oh. He's been kinda like on the back burner. And there's a guy who could challenge. He's like one of those guys where I really want to see him rematch Jones again. I think
Well, he's the one who did the best.
Yeah.
Like, I felt no one else has taken a round off of Jones.
That elbow, that changed the whole fight when he got taken down.
He's
and
got the deadliest elbows in
yep.
the game.
So
Kenny Florian, a close second. Dirty elbows from the bottom, but he's retired now. So.
Yes.
He can work on his...
Now he's at 210 pounds and working the booth.
Oh, yeah. He's no Matt Serra, though.
That's right.
Or Ray Luongo.
Yes.
Or Mario Ronaldo.
You kinda
Am I done yet?
somewhat of a resemblance with the hair. You need glasses.
Yeah. Do you have glasses
dark
with you?
No.
In
the car. Dark rim glasses. You wouldn't be able to see anything.
Damn it. What if I could see perfect 2040?
Wouldn't that be fucked up? You're like, what the fuck? I need glasses.
Holy
I didn't even know.
Shit.
Who knew?
Yeah.
You may. You never know.
I might.
That being said, what does the APOL say? Did you say it? Did you do it already? I forgot. See, I can't remember what happened
yet.
5 minutes ago.
But guess what? Oh, thank God. It's taking Bader.
Okay.
I'm sick of the jinxing people because the jinx is back in full effect.
It is. Deuce is loose.
And I researched it last show. Remember we talked and we said we jinxed two people? I've already forgotten who those two people were. But we did do Hector Lombard on a jinx too. So
yes.
The jinx is back in full effect. So just be warned.
I am warned.
It'll take us right into our first piss break. And you know what that means.
Sponsors!
Time to drink.
Time to drink? What do you mean?
Well, it's like one of those things where... If I say piss break, that should be like a solid beer to drink.
We're still live. Chug your beer.
All right.
See you in a minute.
Thanks.
We're back. We have sponsors. MMHQ.com, the world's best daily deal site, featuring the latest
fighters, trends, and brands.
They sell
one item per day
until
it's sold
or beginning at 11 Eastern. Check it out. Be there.
9 Pacific. or wait, 8 no. Pacific, 9 Pacific. Central, 10 6 Porter.
It's something. Go to BJJ HQ, MMA HQ, all their sister parent sites.
Supplement HQ.
Supplement HQ.
Steroids, shot into your ball HQ.
Yes, go all to those places. Also sponsored by Defense Soap. Offense wins matches, Matt.
Defense keeps you on the mat.
That is correct, sir.
Fuck.
Check them out. I use their soap every day. Love it. It's oh so gentle and oh so fragrant and well smelling.
It's natural. It may be organic. Possibly safe to eat, but don't try it.
There's a lot of warnings on the back, but according to Guy, the owner, says it's all bullshit. It's just for not being stupid. Because there's warnings about pregnant women using this.
Yeah, stuff. I think they got to put everything in there. Because even like McDonald's puts it on the coffee, right? It's hot.
Not for high blood pressure or epilepsy. Anyways, I don't think it matters because it's good stuff. Check it out. There's the bar. There's gels. There's laundry soap now.
There's salves. They have balms. There's a tiger balm.
Do not put that on your cock and balls because it burns.
What's that?
I don't know.
Tiger balm?
Well, I don't know. It may work. Like if you like.
I'm glad I've this.
Jerk off a lot or something, and you got like calluses on your hands or balls.
Hey, speaking of jerking off,
are we sponsored by the Fleshlight?
No, we're sponsored by a frog. Nature's Fleshlight.
Huh?
What?
You lost me.
A frog?
A frog?
Nature's Fleshlight?
Oh.
At least for monkeys?
Okay.
You ever see that video where the monkeys fucking
I have
a
not.
Frog?
I've heard about it. I don't think I want to see that.
Not so much.
It sounds horrible.
The poor little frog.
Way to go, Defense Soap. We're talking about fucking frogs in your segment.
I'm just saying, as a child, I may have witnessed someone sticking those little ladyfinger firecrackers up a frog's asshole and lighting them.
I bet you that was quite explosive.
It was, and it was not me. I just witnessed it.
Uh-huh.
I did not stop it. Does that mean you're guilty?
Guilty. Guilty!
I don't know anything about that.
Also sponsored by BetDSI, where you can bet on MMA and all things sports and save 20%. Go to betdsi.eu/MMAnuts. Get your discount. Sign up.
20% bonus.
Bonus. That's it. Not discount.
Sorry. All good.
Whatever. Discount, bonus.
3 for 3. Now, and
it
also sponsored by Bars Beer. What are they?
The world's best gluten-free beer in the business.
You got damn right. You can go to barsbeer.com. You can find a retailer or a location near you. It's delicious.
Yes. And nutritious.
It always is.
The number one sorghum malt beer.
I drink it right out of a glass so it goes down
smooth.
Yeah, frosted glass. I'm sure by now, an hour in, it's always frosted. Let's get ready to the fucking main event.
Let's do this!
I feel like this could be the most epic main event ever.
Really?
Maybe. It's a coin flip.
Okay.
No?
I don't know. I'm lost and confused, but
okay.
I'll take it.
We got Mauricio.
Shogun!
Hua, he's 20-6 versus Brandon.
The true!
Vera, he's 12-5. Shogun, 85% of his wins by KO, 5% by submission. Vera, 58% by KO, 8% by submission. The odds from BetDSI, Vera plus 265, Shogun minus 325.
Who's favored?
Shogun.
That's what I thought.
Okay. He should be. Heavily favored.
I'm confused by this fight because Shogun comes off of like an epic, epic battle with Dan Henderson.
Which is debatable that he could have won. Like, granted, right. I thought he lost the first three. Then he came back in the last two. And then some people were arguing a 10-8 in the fifth round. But draw, I don't know. I think Henderson still won.
Yeah. Anyway. I had Henderson winning, or it was a draw. One of the two. But and then Vera's been like kind of bouncing around. He's had that Thiago Silva shit with the TRT. And he got beat up there. And then, you know, he lost a couple before that. He's just been like all over the place. I think a lot of guys out there, and I don't know if it's professionals too, but the internet in general feels like Vera is missing perhaps like the heart for the game anymore. Like he just fights for a paycheck. I don't know. I don't know him personally, but I think that's a big problem when you come in with the kind of attitude that he seems like he comes into a fight with against a killer like Shogun, who doesn't, there's no like 5 speed. This guy goes on 10. He goes balls to the wall, doesn't care who he's fighting. He's not afraid of anybody. It could be the most epic striking battle ever because they're both good Thai strikers. Mm-hmm. I just feel like Vera's not going to have enough. I think Shogun's got way more experience. He's coming off a really good couple of fights where he's looked pretty good. The John Jones fight, obviously, not. I mean,
no one looks good.
Everyone's getting
that guy,
destroyed by him. So he's tough as fuck, solid striker. I feel like Shogun finishes this. I'm going to go ahead and say it's first round. I think we're going to see a good knockout. Didn't he just knock out? Who did he knock out?
Who?
Shogun. Forrest Griffin?
Yeah, first round in Brazil.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a very similar kind of fight. It's going to be over quick. So that's my prediction. What do you say?
Well, what was this fight supposed to be? Was it...
you said it.
Thiago Silva.
Vera.
It was supposed to be the rematch, and then Silva got injured. Well, you know, we talk in the past, I always say Vera has never been the same fighter since he fought Tim Sylvia. It was like, he was a guy that always said, I'm going to be the first one, because he used to be in the heavyweight division. He said, I'm going to be the first guy to own the heavyweight belt and then move down and also own the light heavyweight belt. And I was like, man, that's fucking cool. I've never heard a guy talk some shit like this. He's cocky as fuck. And then he takes his first loss to Tim Sylvia, and he's never the same guy. And I think after that loss, I want to say he had 10 fights, and I want to say he's won four fights out of those 10 since then. So in there, he's also taken some pretty one-sided beatings, like the John Jones fight and the Thiago Silva fight, where Thiago Silva is fucking Lars Ulrich-ing him. Fucking playing one on his fucking medallion or his cranium. So I saw an interview from Brandon Vera, and here's what he had to say.
You haven't had one of these in a while.
No shit.
Okay.
He said, this one fight can correct all my issues. All my indiscretions and me just being a dumbass and not taking the fight game as serious as I should have been since day one. This is a huge fight for me.
Okay.
I'm not buying it. I don't buy it.
Before for me.
No, exactly. It's like, I think mentally he's been broken, and then physically in the Jones fight and the Thiago Silva fight, like he got broken and like his nose, like, you know, rearranged and.
That
like,
Jones was a bad one. Didn't he smash his cheekbone or something?
Yeah, he was almost tapping out of pain from the fucking destruction. So
he's a tough dude, no doubt. But I just feel like he has so much more potential that he just never lives up to. It's just what happened? I don't know. It's weird.
The Tim Sylvia. That's why he should be back in the UFC. He's a brutal motherfucker.
10 fights before they retire.
Yeah, exactly. He knows. He sets the tone for the rest of their career.
Yes.
But now, Vera also, this is the first time he's headlining a card in like
fucking
2 years.
Yeah. I think the Jones.
Him and Jones was the last time he's headlined a card. But a lot of pressure for a guy who hasn't been in the spotlight.
On national TV.
Right. On Fox to be the headliner. So you got to deal with all that other shit. Shogun doesn't give a fuck. He's been doing that like pretty much all his fights of late. So. The only question with Shogun is just the mileage. He's got a lot of mileage on that body, but I still think he's got enough left in the tank to be Brandon Vera.
Uh-oh.
No debate on that? Well, you did pick
I pick him
Shogun
to win.
Also,
I don't think he's going to have a tank problem. Dude, he goes 5 rounds with Dan Henderson.
I know. I just think Shogun needs to come out and start a little faster than he has because You know, the Jones fight, granted, Jones was all over him and Henderson was all over him. He just needs to come out and impose his will. And Vera has not fought 5 rounds, so you don't even know.
Oh, that's right. It's a 5-rounder, right?
Can he carry 5 rounds?
This won't go 5 rounds. I would be very surprised if it does.
It's not. I don't like agreeing on everything because usually when we do, it's going to be bad for one
exact
of us.
Opposite of what we say will
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. So it'll be a total ground game. Grueling
no,
5 rounds of fucking pure.
Vera's gonna come out and go for the double leg.
Yeah,
that's it. That would be
and
crazy.
Get it, and then
actually that would be a good strategy.
He's gonna have to do something epic, like dry hump. Like I've had too much shit done to me, so I'm gonna just sit here
dry hump
for fucking that's 3 rounds. Mind. He doesn't care.
He being you.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
You got a little mouse driving today in there. It's like. You know, like
I didn't eat dinner.
Men in Black, you know, like that dude inside that cat.
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
It's not really you. It's a little guy, like, inside your body.
Isn't that
the whole time? That'd be
isn't that
up.
What your dick is? He just drives and maybe. You just follow sometimes?
Once you get married.
Well, he gets driver, chopped off.
Like, the drive is gone. You're not allowed to drive. You can drive, but you only have so much gas. So you can't get very
You can
far.
Drive as long as it's in your house and on your computer.
Yes. Something. Whatever.
Anyway,
I
what?
Agreed before you finished.
What? Shogun by TKO first round. Educate Paul.
Says.
Shogun.
Oh, brother.
That means Brandon Vera wins.
Sorry, Shogun Vera by knockout.
Most epic fashion. Most likely submission.
I mean, anything really could happen. Both guys are very skilled. It's just Vera just doesn't seem like he's going to have the...
I'm not buying into it anymore.
No. The hype train?
Yeah, it's been derailed, Mr. Lombard.
Shit happens.
True that.
What do you got?
Oh, some viewer mail.
I didn't. Did you post on Facebook?
I did.
Oh, nice. Keeping it real. Taking care of business.
Every time.
I forget now.
I got to refresh.
I'm lazy.
Got to make sure everything's on the up and up here as I dial in. Scroll down. I'm going to start in order, so let me pop it open. Okay, I'm just going to ask all questions, even though we may have already answered them. Okay. Lee Antonio Bebington asks, do you think Hector Lombard is another example of big fish in a little pond, or could Boach be a legitimate threat to Anderson Silva?
No.
Okay, moving right along.
To both.
Austin Grocott asks, what's the worst UFC card you guys have seen?
I think you mentioned it. I forgot about it. The 119.
119, yeah. The Krokop, Frank Mir. Definitely the worst. This one, there was
up there.
Some other shit that happened. So let's see. Here we go. Ryan Smith asks, four ring card girl mud wrestling tournament. All right. Ariana Celeste, Brittany Palmer, Rochelle Lee, and Shandella Powell are the participants. Who wins and why? Any particular matchups you want to see, like Ariana versus Brittany? I'll tell you right now who wins. The fans.
Very good.
The fans win, because I'll tell you what, there's going to be some tits and there's going to be some ass exposed at some point, and probably even a shaved clam. But awesome. I'm guessing all of them are hair-free.
Probably. I would say, I think Ariane probably wins. She seems like she would be the grabbing hair, kind of a dirty, eye-poking kind of chick.
Well, looking at her mugshot, I think she's the dirtiest fighter of them all.
Eat that fucking...
Yeah, she does not play. She plays for keeps.
Yeah, I think she would win. She doesn't. She's the smallest, right?
She's fisting hardcore.
I like this idea. Let's do that.
What, fist her or watch the fight?
No, like how they have the what do they call that? During the Super Bowl, they have the Chick Bowl or whatever, the Bud Light Bowl.
Oh, yeah, the
they should do that for the UFC. The
panty or what do they call that thing? Yeah, that thing.
I don't know.
Panties.
The Chick Bowl, where they play the girls.
And their underwears, Victoria's Secret, I don't know. Oh, what, Ben McPhee asks, what do you think about the judging and... the second time Nick Ring got a bullshit decision win. I will say this. I think that that was a bullshit win because I think Court McGee won that fight and possibly a 10-8 in the third round because he was beating the fuck out of Nick Ring. But okay. I think this was payback for Nick Ring stopping said muggers in Canada, and he's Canadian, so...
He can't lose.
Not in his home country.
Indestructible, as the song goes. I didn't see it, so I'll let you answer that question. I don't know. The judging is bullshit. We all know.
That's true. Toby Hines asks, is it just me? But the judging seems to me like some hands greasing is getting involved. Do you think it might end up like boxing? There seems to be a trend beginning.
I think it's just poor judging. I don't think they know what they're looking at.
You think it's just a bunch of retards?
Yeah. I think you can't give them that much credit. I think they're not smart enough to fix fights. I think they just don't know what they're looking at. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think it's the problem is the judging and the reffing. And I think Dana White even said that. He said, like, how the fuck is Steve Mazzagatti still a ref? That guy fucks up more than anybody. There's no, what do you call it, when you fuck up and nothing happens. There's no discipline.
Repercussion?
Yeah. There's no review. Punishment. There's no, you don't see.
No ass fucking when you fuck it up?
Right. Like, does a guy get suspended for like 3 months?
No anal rape?
There's nothing. He's trying to be me now, asshole. But I'm just, it's true though. You never see them do, there's no disciplinary action against these guys.
Well, there's no standard rule of standard. There's nothing.
No.
There's no
it's like they can do whatever the fuck they want, and they oversee themselves. So there's a problem there. Yeah. I don't want the government involved, but someone needs to keep them in check, and I don't know who that is. That's the problem.
The MMA nuts should do it.
That's fine. That shows off your mail.
Alrighty, if you'd like to send us an email or whatever to the show.
Where can they do that at Ingo?
Fans@MMAnounce.com or go to our Facebook, iTunes, YouTube, Twitter, all that stuff. Knowledge, got anything?
Nope.
I got one thing.
We got.
I saw the worst movie I've ever seen in my whole life, and I watched the whole thing, and I have no idea why still. I was bored. Stefan Bonner in, fuck, hold on. What is the name of this movie?
American Psycho?
No. It's called Supreme Champion.
Was he Batman? Is Stefan Bonner Batman?
It came out 2 years ago. It was the most horrible movie I've ever seen. He plays Troy Jennings, a martial artist who is trying to save some chick in trouble and fighting. It's like the cliche of cliches. The acting is so bad. It's like, dude, even they have like love scenes and it's just so awkward. Like, I'm just... But I couldn't stop watching, so if you want to watch, I'm sure some of you have seen it. It's bad. I like Stefan Bonner, but the acting, don't do it anymore. It's just not. He's not a natural, not like some of the guys. You know, like Randy Couture in The Expendables, I thought was pretty good. Which that's coming out soon, too. Expendables 2.
I have not seen one yet.
The first one's good. You really would like it. I think I was surprised. I watched it on a business trip, like on the plane. I'm like, well, this is actually a really good action flick. I mean, it's what you would expect, but it's good. So that's my tidbit. Watch that or don't watch that, but it's horrible. It's like a train wreck.
You just got to keep watching and hoping for more blood and guts and tendons and exposed intestines.
Some decent fight scenes in there, I guess.
I got a question for you. Where does the expression put your dukes up come from? Like, how do fists become dukes?
Duke?
No, I don't. That's a lot of work, Ingo. I was listening to Pat Benatar. Hit me with your best shot. She says, like, put up your dukes, and let's get down to it. I was like,
maybe that means like dukes are pants, so they want people to put their pants up on the rack so they can fight naked.
Oh, hey now.
Could that be it? Could be a scissor fighting reference.
It's like two princes. I don't know. That's all I got.
Me too. That's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Jacob Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffin.
We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for playing.